This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast, surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ internet website at gospel2africa.com. Again, gospel2africa.com. We have the audio for past, current, and future programs you may listen to, and Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact us through the contact form at our website. That internet address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program today. The true meaning of Christmas is love. John 3:16 and 17 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him." You see, the true meaning of Christmas is the celebration of this incredible act of love. The real Christmas story is the story of God becoming a human being in the person of Jesus Christ. Why did God do such a thing? Because He loves us. Why was Christmas necessary? Because we needed a Savior. Why does God love us so much? Because He is love itself. Read 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8. Why do we celebrate Christmas each year? Out of gratitude for what God did for us. We remember His birth by giving each other gifts, worshiping Him, and being especially conscious of the poor and less fortunate among us. The true meaning of Christmas is love. God loved His own and provided a way, the only way, for us to spend eternity with Him. He gave His only Son to take our punishment for our sins. He paid the price in full, and we are free from condemnation when we accept that free gift of love. But God demonstrated His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. The doctrine of the virgin birth of Jesus is crucially important. Isaiah 7:14 reads, "Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel." Matthew 1:23 says, "He said, 'The young woman who has never had a man will give birth to a son. They will give him the name Emmanuel.' This means God with us." And then in Luke 1:27 and also verse 34, "He went to a woman who had never had a man. Her name was Mary. She was promised in marriage to a man named Joseph. Joseph was of the family of David. Mary said to the angel, 'How will this be, since I have not had sexual relations with a man?'" First, we will look at how Scripture describes the event. In response to the question of Mary, "How will this be?" in Luke 1:34, Gabriel, the angel, says, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." Luke 1:35. The angel encourages Joseph to not fear marrying Mary, and the angel uses these words, "What is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." Matthew 1:20. Matthew's gospel states that the virgin was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit, Matthew 1:18. Galatians 4:4 also teaches the virgin birth. God sent his son, born of a woman. Only God could perform the miracle of the incarnation, God becoming a man. However, denying a physical connection between Mary and Jesus would imply that Jesus was not truly human. Scripture teaches that Jesus was fully human, too, with a physical body like ours. This he received from Mary. At the same time, Jesus was fully God, with an eternal sinless nature. John 1:14, 1 Timothy 3:16, Hebrews 2:14-17. Jesus was not born in sin, that is, he had no sin nature, Hebrews 7:26. It would seem that the sin nature is passed down from generation to generation through the Father, Romans 5:12, verse 17 and verse 19 in that chapter. The virgin birth circumvented the transmission of the sin nature and allowed the eternal God to become a perfect man. Jesus died on the cross to bear the punishment of sin for believers. Scripture affirms that the sinless Jesus bled and died on the cross to pay the punishment for believing sinners. The Bible says, "The holy God created earth and man perfectly, but Adam and Eve fell to temptation of Satan and disobeyed God. And ever since the sin of Adam, sin has infected the human race. Each person is guilty." Romans 3:23 clearly says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Sin is not just big things like murder or blasphemy, but also includes lying, lusting, and stealing. Even the love of money or hatred of enemies is sin, according to the Bible. Good works cannot make up for wrongs against the holy God. Compared to his holiness, all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. Isaiah 64:6 says that. Having sinned against God, we deserve his punishment. A judge who pardons lawbreakers is not a good judge. Likewise, God will not overlook sin. He pours out his righteous wrath against sinners. Romans 2, 1-11. Unbelieving sinners pay for their sin by suffering eternal death in hell. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." Although God banished Adam and Eve from the garden and the tree of life, he gave them hope of salvation in paradise. He promised to send the offspring of the woman, meaning Jesus, who would conquer Satan. Read that in Genesis 3:15. Until then, men would sacrifice innocent lambs as a substitute for the punishment they deserved. Sacrificing an animal showed people that their sin required death and showed their faith in the future offspring and sacrifice from God, who is Jesus, who would bear the penalty for the believer once and for all. From Adam to Jesus, God sent prophets to mankind, warning them of the punishment of sin and foretelling the coming Savior. 700 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah described him in Isaiah 53, 1-2. The prophet compared the coming Savior to a lamb slaughtered for the sins of others. Centuries later, Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. Although Jesus is eternally one with God, God the Father sent his Son to earth, John 3:16. Jesus is the promised offspring of the woman, Genesis 3:15, born in human flesh to the Virgin Mary. God witnessed that Jesus is his own Son in Matthew 17:5. On seeing Jesus, the prophet John the Baptist cried out, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," John 1:29. Taking the sin of the world as the sacrificial Lamb of God is why Jesus had to die. He came to take the punishment for sin, and that punishment is death. During the life of Jesus, crowds thronged around him for healing and teaching, but the religious leaders scorned him. They arrested Jesus, charged him with blasphemy for claiming to be the Son of God, Luke 22:70. Mobs of people cried out, "Crucify him!" Soldiers beat, mocked, and crucified him. On the cross, Jesus bore the punishment of sin. At his death, he cried out, "It is finished." That's John 19:30. Jesus finished paying the punishment for sin as the perfect Lamb of God. As Isaiah prophesied, Jesus was crucified in between two criminals and was buried in a tomb of a rich man. But Jesus did not remain in the grave. As he prophesied, Jesus rose from the dead, proving his victory over sin and death. Oh, what can I say but hallelujah! Jesus died for believing sinners. We cannot reach paradise on our own merit. Remember, the holy God will not let sin go unpunished. If we bore our own sins, we would suffer judgment in the flames of hell. But God sacrificed Jesus as the perfect substitute for the believer. Romans chapter 5 is where to read in the Bible about this. Jesus died to provide the only way to eternal life. If God is showing you your sin and need of Jesus, repent today, turning from your sin and your own way of trying to please God. You cannot fix this yourself. Believing the truth of the Bible about who Jesus is and what he did, trust in Jesus as your Savior from sin today, and follow him as the Lord of your life. He will lead and strengthen you through his word, the Bible. Christmas, the birth of Jesus, and Easter, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus from the grave, are the heart of the Christian message. Believe it today and have a real Merry Christmas. I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Now, here is a sampling of some of the letters we have received here at Vision for Christ. A man in Ghana writes, "Through this program, God has revived my spiritual life so much that I now pray without ceasing and read the Bible more often than ever before. I have also learnt reconciliation and forgiveness anew to prepare for the second coming of Christ." Also, a listener from Nigeria writes, "Good day to you over there in the name of Jesus Christ. I listening to your radio program, and it really helped me in my conversion to be in Christ. I was formerly idol worshiper." We thank these people for their most welcome letters to us. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you too may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. We so enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. We have the audio for past, current, and future programs. You may listen to there at our internet website at gospel2africa.com, and Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact us through the contact form at our internet address, and that internet address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down right then. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. "But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. Listen carefully, for I proclaim to you good news that brings great joy to all the people. Today your Savior is born in the city of David. He is Christ the Lord.